You don't have to live long on the East Coast before you realize how it really works. The post office says you live in Washington, Philadelphia, New Haven, or Boston, but in any of those places, you are really living in a distant suburb of New York.
All of those places are connected by commuter train. The Northeast Corridor route is even older than the railroad. It used to be run by ferry boat and stagecoach. We mention this because this morning, a good part of that route is shut down.
A northbound train out of Washington last night made it just beyond Philadelphia when it derailed. Some of the cars overturned. One was impaled by a steel girder.
Philadelphia's mayor says at least 5 people died and many more were injured. NPR's Jeff Brady has the latest from Philadelphia.
The accident happened just before 9:30 Tuesday evening. Amtrak Northeast Regional Train 188 had just left the Philadelphia station. Associated Press employee Paul Chung was on board.
Suddenly, the train just started shaking a lot, and then I think some people in the front were turning, and seats were poking apart. Next thing you know, I know we have to escape from the back.
I'm at the corner of Frankfort and Sedgwick in Philadelphia and can't see the train specifically, but a lot of police vans, fire trucks, a lot of people gathered around, and periodically we see people being carried away in stretchers.
At a late-night news conference, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter said that at the time, not everyone had been accounted for.
We will continue for some time out here with any continued search. But obviously, at 1 o'clock in the morning, in darkness, that is a more difficult operation.
Nutter said heavy equipment, such as cranes, will be brought in this morning. Along with Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Nutter toured the crash site. He said all 7 train cars and the engine were in disarray. Nutter says rail service on the heavily traveled route between Philadelphia and New York likely will be canceled for the rest of the week.
I mean, I'm not an engineer, but, I mean, common sense says, I mean, you've got cars, you've got catenary, you've got track. It is completely wiped out down there.
The accident happened at a place where the track makes a sharp turn. Mayor Nutter was asked if the train was traveling too fast.
The only thing that I can tell you is the one obvious thing and the one known fact. There is a curve. We have no idea what kind of speed we're talking about, what else happened out there, and I'm not going to speculate on it.
The National Transportation Safety Board and the Federal Railroad Administration both are investigating the accident. Since the train was traveling from Washington, D.C. to New York, many of the passengers likely don't live nearby. Amtrak set up a phone number to connect them with family and friends. Samantha Phillips is with the Philadelphia Office of Emergency Management.
We're working out of the city's Emergency Operations Center to match all of that information against what we have with hospital records, Amtrak.
Amtrak issued a statement saying, "We are deeply saddened by the loss of life." The railroad says there were approximately 238 passengers and 5 crew members on board. Amtrak has not offered an explanation of what happened. The railroad says while service between Philadelphia and New York is suspended, most other routes in the region will operate today. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.